Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Santiago, and I'm checking in with you this morning. We are now tuning in to the Risa Show.
Risa Graham, and you're now listening to The Risa Show. Thank you so much for tuning in to Serve It Up Now, where we serve you information, guys, you can use. Guys, just in case you have not started following this podcast, you can do so now by signing up with your email or your Facebook. And all you have to do is click the pink follow button, and you will be able to follow Serve It Up Now when we have live guests, when we go live, when we have different topics that we're talking about from around the world, you can be a part of the show. Also, beloved, if you decide that you don't want to, listen to the show via internet, guys, just know, beloved, you can always call into the show by dialing error code 563-999-3467, and you will be able to listen to the show live, or you can press that number one key, and you will be able to speak to me or my guest. So, guys, go ahead and click that pink button before you leave the show. Also, on our YouTube channel, we are definitely looking for more subscribers. So if you would like to subscribe to the channel, please click the red button. There you can, you know what I'm saying? You can follow the show there when we upload new video, okay? And we will be having live guests on that platform as well. Now, guys, what I want you to do is take a moment and begin to search your heart. I want you to search your heart, and the reason why I want you to search your heart is I want you to take a look at your giving. Can you say for certain that you are a giver? Can you say for certain that you know how to be a servant and that it's not all about you? Does that make sense? So I need you to really examine yourself and line yourself up with the Word of God. Because many times, beloved, we have so many, we know about so many people in this world are takers and they're not givers. And if you're not a servant, then that lets me know, beloved, that it's all about you. Can somebody say that? If you're not a servant, that means you are all about yourself. Amen. And you can't be about yourself. Amen. You got to be about what Jesus Christ, Yeshua, taught his disciples. Amen. He taught them how to what? Be a servant. Amen. He taught servanthood. Amen. Isn't that true? That's what Jesus Christ, Yeshua, taught his disciples. Amen. In other words, let's sum it up what I mean by Jesus taught servants leadership, how to be leaders and how to be a servant is by putting others ahead of your own desires. That's right. That's right. That's what being a servant is. Amen. Now, the parable reads as follows, but who is there among you having a servant plowing or keeping sheep that will say when he comes in from the field, come immediately and sit down at the table, and will now rather tell him, prepare my supper, clothe yourself properly, and serve me while I eat and drink. Okay? And so, in Luke chapter 12, verses 42, and the Lord replied, a faithful, sensible servant is one to whom the master can give the responsibility of managing his other household servants and feeding them. Amen? And so, a servant of God, beloved, is an expression used for a member of the Catholic Church whose life and works are being investigated in consideration for official recognition by the Pope and the Catholic Church as a saint in heaven. So, Jesus is the ultimate leader, in other words, beloved, when it comes down to servitude, you know, and he is the ultimate leader in that he is God come in flesh, okay? So in other words, he is his Father. He said, when you look at me, you have seen the Father, okay? But we know that there's Jesus Christ, Yeshua. We know that there's the Most High God, which is the Father, and we know that there's the Holy Ghost, okay? And so we can definitely learn from him how to be a servant, okay? But in another thing I know about Jesus Christ, Yeshua, He never came to be served, but that he was served. Amen? That's what he did. And he has chosen to teach and model certain ways of living. Okay? So everything that we saw about Jesus, and if you examine Jesus Christ, Yeshua, you will see that he showed examples of a servant leader. Okay? He was fully divine. He took on humanity and the human experience, but he also showed us, okay, how to be a servant. Now, Proverbs 11:12 says, when pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with the humble is wisdom. Clothe yourself, all of you, with humility toward one another, for God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And so you have to humble yourself, because when you humble yourself, then you can walk in wisdom. Okay? And we know what wisdom will do. Wisdom will build its house. Come on, somebody. And so, beloved, the qualities of being a good servant, being a good leader, and that's why I say you need to examine yourself, okay? A good characteristic of being a good servant, a good leader, is listening. Listening. You'd be surprised how many people don't even listen, okay? They got that I know it all spirit. A good leader is a good follower, okay? And when a good follower, you following a good leader, that means you listening to that leader. Like, for instance, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. When you listen to his wisdom, you listen to him, then now the disciples was ready to become apostles and become leaders. Does that make sense? And so you have to learn how to listen. And not think you know it all. You know what I'm saying? Become a good listener. And shut up sometime, in other words. And I don't mean to step on somebody's toes. But you got to learn how to listen. Open your spiritual ears and hear what the word of God is saying to the church. Is that okay? Amen? Now, another characteristic is empathy. Having empathy, not sympathy, empathy for others. Does that make sense? If you have empathy for someone else, beloved, amen, putting other people's desires in other words, in place of your own. Now, dictionary defines empathy, okay, as the ability to sense other people's emotions, coupled with ability to imagine what someone else might be thinking or feeling. You see? So you have that ability to imagine what someone else might be thinking or feeling. That means it's not about you anymore, but it's about that other person. Amen. It's about you being able to have the ability to identify and understand other people's emotions. Amen. Amen. That's what being a good leader is. Okay. Amen. Amen. A good servant leader, 10 characteristics, I was saying, I'm not going to give you all of them. I gave you two, okay? I gave you two. But a good leader should always have foresight. That's right. A good leader should always have foresight. Amen? Amen. And what I mean by foresight, the ability to predict or the action of predicting what will happen or be needed in the future. Okay? Amen? The ability to see what will might happen in the future. Care for the future. Amen? Amen. In other words, now, the definition of foresight is the ability to see or plan for what will happen in the future. An example of foresight is guessing what will happen in the stock market. Well, that's a bad example. You know, I don't play the stock market. I'm not in the stock market. But that's what this definition from Mr. Google says. An example of foresight is knowing to save money into an emergency fund in case you lose your job. Now, that is a leader, and that is a good foresight, you know what I'm saying, to becoming a leader. Because one thing about it is you have to know what's going on in the world. You see what I'm saying? Because things happen, you know. Things happen. And you have to be prepared for the things that happen. You know what I'm saying? And so I was given through the Word of God to consider the ways of an ant, okay? And the reason why in prayer the Most High God dropped it in my spirit to consider the ways of the ant, because the ant is wise, okay? The ant is wise. And so one thing about the ant is always working. Amen? The ant is always working. Okay? And you can read Proverbs chapter 6, verses 6 through 8. Go the ant, thy sluggish, consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provided her meat in the summer and gather her food in the harvest. And so that go with the foresight. Okay, remember I gave you the third one was foresight. A good servant, a good leader has good foresight, because with foresight it comes wisdom. And so when you compare that Proverbs chapter 6 verses 6 through 8 together, where it says go to the ant, that sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provided her meat in the summer and gather her food in the harvest. And so foresight, that ant has the ability to foresee. Okay? Okay? Knowing to store up that food before the harvest. And that's why, beloved, if you look at a little small ant, guys, you can learn a lot from the ant. Because one thing about I noticed about that ant never get distracted. And that ant never stop working. It worked all summer long. If you go outside, you get some ants, you will see they're always moving. They're always moving. Huh? Go, look. Do this experiment. Look at an ant. Okay? There's a reason why the book of Proverbs tell you to consider the ways of an ant. Because that ant is storing up, providing meat all summer long. They come out, they come in places you don't want them to come. They come in your house and get some food. Okay? And then they take it back underground. They're storing up. They're storing up. You see what I'm saying? And then when winter comes, you don't see them because they go down in the earth. Okay? And so I never forget the Most High God instructed me to consider the ways of an ant. Amen? You'd be surprised, and I'm going to bring it to a finance situation. You'd be surprised how many people robbing Peter to pay Paul. All because they don't have wisdom. Amen? All because they don't have wisdom, so they robbing Peter to pay Paul, beloved. Amen? And that's not good. Amen? You have to get wisdom. The Word of God talks about wisdom, okay? And that's found in Proverbs 24 and 3. It says, wisdom has built her house. Notice what that say, beloved. What does it say? Let me read it for you so you can understand what it say. Proverbs 14:1 says what? The wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands, the foolish one tears hers down. Let me go to, let's see, can I find a New King James Version? Because I just read you the New International Version. But the New King James Version says, every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. Amen? Amen. See? And the Amplified Bible says, the wise woman builds her house on a foundation of godly precepts, and her household thrives. But the foolish one who lacks spiritual insight, and we were talking about that foresight, spiritual insight, tears it down with her own hands by ignoring godly principles. And that's how you can tear down your house. Okay? That's why a lot of people's lives are tore up from the floor, because they ignore godly principles. And you need godly principles in order to be a good leader, in order to have a servitude heart, in order to be a great leader. You've got to be a good follower. And you follow the word of God. You ask the Most High God for wisdom. Amen? Because wisdom built his house. You know, you have to know that. Amen. So I hope I'm helping somebody. I hope I'm helping somebody. And a lot of people don't understand, if you don't have wisdom, you can go and ask the Most High God for wisdom. And that could be found in James chapter 1, verses 5. The Bible says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that give it to all men liberally and upbraid it not, and it shall be given him. Amen? And how you ask the Most High God for wisdom? You go and you get in your prayer closet. Amen? You go and get in your prayer closet and you seek God for wisdom. Amen? Amen. Glory be to God. That's what you do, because God will give you wisdom if you ask. Amen? That's one thing about the Most High God. He will give it to you. I have to ask God for wisdom. And wisdom always show up when I'm in prayer and I'm not understanding a thing. Wisdom shows up. Amen? Wisdom always show up. And it keeps me from beating my head against a brick wall, in other words, if it's safe for me to say that. Yes. Yes. That's what I do, guys. Wisdom is the first and highest gift of the Holy Ghost, because it is the perfection of faith. Amen? Through wisdom, we come to value properly those things which we believe through faith, beloved. But you got to ask God for wisdom. You got to ask God to teach you the Holy Spirit, through the Holy Spirit, how to be a servant and how to have a servitude heart and not be about me, 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 me. I. It's all about me. Look at me. Thank you. You're going to serve me. You're looking to be served. But you're never breaking your back to try to go and help someone else to serve. We can look at good examples in the Bible with Apostle Paul, how he surrendered his life to Christ Jesus. He no longer belonged to himself. He was willing to give up his rights and choose to become a bond servant to Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Amen? Amen. That's what he was willing to do. And today, beloved, we should be willing to do the same thing. Learn how to serve our sisters and our brothers and stop letting it be about you. Amen? After we truly have given our life to the Most High God, beloved, we don't no longer, like Paul says, no longer belong to ourselves. Amen? Because now we belong to Jesus Christ, Yeshua. We have given our life over to be a servant on this earth. And that's what Jesus Christ, Yeshua, did. He taught his disciples in the upper room how to be a servant. Amen? Amen. And so one thing we can, as a successful leader and a successful servant of God, the first thing we need to do is develop that servant mentality. Okay? This is our very, very first step. Is renewing our mind, letting our mind line up with the Word of God. And every day work towards developing that servant mentality. Okay? And another thing is determination. You have to be determined to get up and find somebody to serve. You have to learn how to serve somebody and say, you know, I got to develop this servitude mentality, so I'm going to be determined. Let me start here. Let me see. Do you need my help? That's what you do. You serve the people. That's what Serve It Up Now is about, serving information you can use. I'm serving you. Amen. When people come on this platform, I'm serving their talents to the world and to you. I'm not asking to be paid and asking for money. I'm serving you. Because the Most High God said, my gifts will make room for me. And so when I develop that servitude mentality, then I'm doing what Jesus Christ, Yeshua, did in the upper room with his disciples. Amen? Amen. He taught the disciples how to serve. Amen? Amen. And you have to be that way too. Amen? Amen. So that is one thing that you can definitely do, okay, is learn how to serve. Amen? Amen. And that's what we always have to do. We have to, in other words, drop what we want to do, okay? Drop what we want to do and learn how to serve. Amen. Glory be to God. That's what it's all about, beloved, learning how to serve. And that's the first thing that you have to learn, is learning how to serve. Amen. Glory be to God. And you have to follow the Most High God. You have to follow his instructions, his ways. You can't go on thinking that you can live independent of God, which you can't. He's the only one can teach you how to serve. Jesus Christ, Yeshua, taught the disciples how to serve. Amen? He taught the disciples how to serve. And that's what you have to do, beloved. You have to learn how to serve. Amen? And you have to be faithful at it, and you have to be determined, okay, to serve. Make that your plan, beloved, to work on that. If you're not a servant and you don't have a servant heart, and it's all about you, yourself is self-centered, and gimme, 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 you're a taker, and you're not a giver, then, beloved, no. you're in error. And you're not going to get far like that. Amen? When you become really faithful to God, serving others will shape the way that you live. Amen? You will be able to be loyal, okay, in being a servant. Faithfulness requires you to submit your ways to God. Amen? That's what faithfulness means, guys. Amen? Amen. In other words, Mr. Google says faithfulness is the concept of unfailing, remaining loyal to someone or something, and putting that loyalty into consistent practice regardless of different circumstances. Literally, it is the state of being full of faith in the sense of steady devotion to a person, thing, or concept. Okay? And so, beloved, in other words, you are to give yourself. Giving of yourself, your time, your talents, your money. That's being a servant. Helping someone else's vision come to pass. That's being a servant. The Bible says, given it shall be given unto you good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom, beloved. Amen? Meaning giving to the poor and the needy. Uh-huh. And there will be a reward for you because you gave, because you took time to serve someone else. Amen? It's time to check to see, are you a servant or are you a taker? Amen? And again, if you have not, beloved, the first step is you got to pray and ask the Most High God to teach you how to be a servant, give you wisdom on how to shape your mind into becoming a servant of God. Amen? Amen. And be determined, amen, that you're going to be the servant that the Most High God wants you to be. And you have to humble yourself. Amen. And commit to following God. And then get this, guys. You don't have to wait the next year to become a servant. You can start where you at right now. Amen. Huh? Because Jesus Christ, Yeshua, says a good leader seeks the Lord. They seek God. And they commit their ways to the Most High God. And then the Most High God will establish the next steps in their life. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. I hope I'm helping somebody today because it's very important, beloved. Amen. Humility is revealed in a leader when they are serving God and serving others. Amen. Amen. Humility is offering up your lives for others to see the love of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, for them and in us. It is an attitude of submission and surrender to God's will to be done here on the earth as it is in heaven, beloved. Have you searched yourself to see whether you are a leader? Amen? In order to be a good leader, you've got to throw down that I know it attitude. You got to throw down that selfishness, and it's all, it's about me at the end of the day. No, it's not about you. Amen? It's not about you. You have to realize, beloved, that it's not about you. And that you have to consider the ways of an ant. Because guess what? An ant is wise. And if you don't have wisdom, beloved, today, James 1 and 5 did say, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that give it to all men freely. Okay? God will give it to you. All you got to do is go in your secret closet and ask the Most High God. Because you're going to need wisdom, beloved. You're going to need wisdom. Trust me when I tell you. The Bible talks about how wisdom built her house. Amen? Wisdom is the first and highest gift of the Holy Spirit. He will give it to you because it is perfection of faith. Amen? Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. I know I'm talking good today. Amen? Glory be to God. So, family, I have to go. I have to go. I want to thank all of you so much for tuning in to Serve It Up Now, where we serve you information you can use. Listen, on Saturday, I will be having a gospel indie artist from Africa who will be on the platform sharing her new gospel single. And she will be here. So I'll put out more information so, guys, you can listen out for the show to also come and listen to her. And if you have any questions to ask her, then you will be able to ask her, okay? So with that said, beloved, I want you guys to share this podcast with your family and your friends. We need you to start sharing. We need you to start liking. We need you to hear your comments because what you have to say matters to us here on Serve It Up Now platform, okay? I read every comment. I don't care what it is. I'm reading it, okay? So thank you so much, beloved. And if you have not seen the tribute that I did for my mother on yesterday on her birthday where she would have been 77, guys, I ask that you go to YouTube. Check it out. Leave your comment and like the video, okay? Every Monday night at 5 p.m. Central and 6 p.m. Eastern, we will be on YouTube, Serve It Up Now platform. But you can come here Monday through Friday and find us here on Serve It Up Now from 6 a.m. Amen. Central and 7 a.m. Eastern. Amen. So with that said, beloved, guys, you go in peace. Stay safe. Hug someone and tell them you love them. Until the next podcast, be safe now. Love you now. Bye-bye. Give me in his arms, there's his song.